It's the 18th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Members of the public alerted police to suspicious activity taking place in their area. Angry residents around Bedford's Russell Park reported the actions of a teenage boy who appeared to be dealing drugs. The London teen was later arrested. When police officers searched the 16-year-old, they discovered £200 in cash, a knife, and suspected heroin and crack cocaine. County Line's drug operations usually involve the exploitation of young people who supply illegal product in a town other than their own. James West, Detective Sergeant at Beds Police, stated, "Information from local people is incredibly helpful in forming our policing response. I would encourage anyone who suspects drug dealing is happening in the area to let us know right away." Festus Akinbasoi, the Beds Police and Crime Commissioner, will trial a youth crime prevention program at 6 county secondary schools. The caseworkers will regularly visit students with persistent school non-attendance issues. The goal is to reduce youth offending by addressing school truancy. A sandwich delivery order from Subway on Midland Road in Bedford turned up a rusty screw baked into one of the rolls. When the customer, Morgan Humphreys, complained, he did not receive an apology. It was only after a photo of the item embedded in the bread was sent, along with additional persistent complaints by his fiancée, that an employee eventually apologised. Uber Eats, the online company who delivered the order, have decided to launch their own quality standards investigation of the incident. Luton's EasyJet is offering £1,000 to existing staff as a retention bonus. This summer's travel season is expected to be the busiest in recent years, and the airline would like to avoid all unnecessary service disruptions. That's all today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.